Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Barry Sterner is on the phone line. He is the founder, president of Townstone Financial. Barry, welcome to, this is our first chat on the Chicago Afternoon News.
I'm thrilled to be on with you, Steve. I'm glad you're back on.
So the interest rates, are they at a record low or they're at a near record low at this point anyway, right?
I mean, they drift back and forth depending on what day it is, but the 30-year fix, I mean, we've been doing them under 3 now for, I don't know, you got to say about the last 45 days, and the 15-year fix has been in the mid-2s for a while.
Wow.
In fact, I had a phone call here not a half hour ago, and the guy wanted to pay points, but he was trying to get, I can say this slowly, 1.99 on a 15-year fix. There was quite a bit of extra points on there for anyone who remembers what that's about, but that is the lowest rate I have ever quoted in my 20 years of being on in this business, 1.99. I couldn't believe I was saying that.
So a 30-year fix for under 3, a 15-year fix
in the mid-2s.
In the mid-2s. So how do you know when it's right to refinance? What's the percentage? It used to be 1% or something like that.
Well, that was always an old wives' tale to me, because I like to do it by looking at the numbers, by analyzing the numbers, obviously. How much are you saving? And here in Illinois, many times we can give you a large discount on your closing costs and do some no closing cost loans. So, you know, you could be going down a quarter point if you're going to be living there for the next 10 years and your closing costs are minimal, meaning you're not taking anything extra out of your pocket. Then, you know, the savings even on a quarter point could be substantial over 10 years, depending on, obviously, the size of your loan.
The problem then is you're extending your mortgage. I mean, if you're getting close to paying off your mortgage, you take advantage of the lower interest rates, but you're paying for another 10 or 15 years.
Well, the mortgage industry is quite bright, some of the people in it, of course, outside of myself, as you know. They have fixed that because you can say to me, all right, I want to do a 30-year fixed, basically, and I only have 26 more years, and we can make the note 26 years rather than 30. We can customize it basically whatever you like. If you wanted to do, you know, 16 years, 17 years, whatever it happens to be. But the caveat there is that you're generally speaking going off a 30-year fixed or a 15-year fixed rate. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no rate for a 16-year or 17-year, but you do not have to go back in time. So all of you who are holding off because of what you just said, Steve, that you don't want to restart it at a certain amount of years, we can fix that for
you.
Absolutely.
That's key. So then if the interest rates are this low, and everyone's pretty much refinanced, right? Are you getting much refinancing business?
I'm loaded with refinance business.
You?
Still today. Well, I mean, you have to remember, you know, what's been going on in the world for the last 7-8 months. To many people, their mortgage and refinancing, you know, wasn't at the top of their list. You know, you come home every day, maybe you got kids going to school, whatever happens to be going on in your life at this particular time, and you just didn't get it done. So there's still, I saw something called CoreLogic. There's still over 4 million people that have rates over 4% or 4.5%.
Wow.
I forgot what it was in the United States. I don't know how they get all those numbers, but that's what they were saying. So there's plenty of people out there that have not refinanced. But I want to talk about the purchase market really quick, because
sure,
you and I have talked about that extensively for the last 4 years, and it's always been very negative. We've never had a good conversation about it, but right now, in fact, the last time you were trying to sell a house that you did not live in, as you recall.
A condo.
Did you ever get that sold?
I did sell it, yeah.
You did sell it, so there you go. I mean, the housing market has been on fire, and for the simple reason, as far as I'm concerned, is that, you know, many people have been spending many hours in their house, and they can find many reasons why they don't like it anymore, and that's really created quite the demand that I haven't seen, I don't know, you want to say since 2007, 2006,
that's
kind of where it's at.
Barry, that's so surprising to me, because I'm thinking this pandemic is a temporary thing, but I hear it from so many experts that people in the city really are moving out to spread out because of this pandemic.
Oh, there. I mean, the city right now, the amount of properties that are for sale in the city is extremely high, especially due to, you know, all the looting and all the different things that happen in the condo buildings downtown. But once you look out, you know, a little bit past the city here in any of the near suburbs, I mean, you know, you're putting houses up and they're getting 3 and 4 and 5 offers very, very quickly within the first week. I mean, I'm seeing purchase contracts that once again have, you know, the crossouts of the bidding up of the prices,
right,
which I had not seen in a long time. And the people that I talked to on the phone, you know, even today, you know, why are you moving? Well, I need, you know, I need a bigger house. I can't be near my kids. My kids are doing online school 2 days a week, and I need an office. And, you know, my wife is right next to me all day. And, you know, when you start looking at that, your house is really becoming the place that you're spending the same amount of hours that you used to be at work. And obviously, I hope, and I'm sure you hope the same thing, that this doesn't last forever, but, you know, it's been going on for 7-8 months, and it's starting to make people crazy. How's that?
Barry Sterner is the president of Townstone Financial. Where do people get more information, Barry?
You can go to townstone.com or 312-896-2110.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, Steve. Your show's great.
I appreciate it. You're listening to the Chicago Afternoon News.